The following message is brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If you need additional information, visit firstbaptistchurchwch.org.
Good morning. Scripture is going to be coming from the book of Revelations. Some people say, about the book of Revelations, some people say that people don't preach from the book of Revelations. Either they are crazy or they know what they're talking about. And I guess I'm in both of them situations. It's coming from the third chapter and the 11th verse. And it's read from the NIV. It says, "Hold on to what you have so that no one will take your crown." Amen. You may be seated. Everybody knows me that when I get up in front of the congregation, I got to sing my song. Or should I say, sing a song. Knowing that the choir has sung and they've done a good job. But I guess it's just a Breckenridge thing. I know I've been changed. Lord, I know I've been changed. Yes, I am. Lord, I know I've been changed. Yeah. The angels in the heaven, they done changed my name. Well, I know I've been changed. Lord, I know I've been changed. Yes, I know I've been changed. Well, the angels in the heaven, they done changed my name. Well, yes, I know I've been changed. Lord, I know I've been changed. Well, the angels in the heaven, they done changed my name. Well, if you don't believe I've been redeemed, yeah, the angels in the heaven, they done changed my name. Well, follow me down to the Jordan stream, yeah, the angel changed my name. Well, now Lord knows that I know I've been changed. Well, I know I've been changed, yeah. Change, cause the angel, well, they done changed my name. Let us pray. Father God, we come thanking you, Lord, for just this another day. A day that I've never seen before, but a day, Lord, you stopped by and you blessed me and you woke me up early this morning. I was clothing on my right mind, Lord, and I know that you touched me with the finger of love. Lord, we thank you. And as I come forth to bring the message this morning, Father God, speak to me, speak through me, that I might be able to deliver this message this morning. Lord, thank you, and we praise you. Amen. think the reason why I chose this scripture this morning is because I teach three Bible classes during the course of the week, and we've been studying the book of Revelations. And one of the people that come to my Bible class up here at North College Hill, the neighborhood services, they asked me, said, "Well, I want to know a little bit more about Revelations." Even though I have a degree in biblical studies, but I just wasn't sure about Revelations. And Revelations is the last book in the Bible, and it also is the last prophecy book in the Bible, and it's the only prophecy book in the New Testament. And it tells us about the things that will happen in the future. And if you will probably allow me to use as a subject this morning, your day is coming. Again, the scripture says, hold on to what you have, that no one will take your crown. And I got a question I got to ask you this morning. Have you ever won anything? Huh? Have you ever won anything? Somebody said, "Well, I won a little trophy. I went to a craft show that my sister had this past December, and you know they have these little door prizes, and they cost you. You know, to get into this door prize." And I think it was like six tickets for $5. Somebody said, "Well, I don't want to do that because that's a little bit of gambling or whatever." But I took a chance. Well, I'll put it this way too. How many of us have played the lottery? Uh-oh, look out now. Stepping on some toes this morning. But, and you may have won, I think you get a ticket and you hit the straight number, and I think you might get $500 for it. If it comes in a box, you get $250, huh? You know what I'm talking about. Well, somebody said, "Well, what you know about it?" Yeah, I did it too. Hey, you know. When it first came out, I thought I was going to be a winner. I was a loser every time. But your day is coming. If you haven't won any day, your day is coming. Have you ever been a quartermaster in the Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts and you was in charge of bringing maybe some soda or something? Or maybe in your classroom at Christmas time, maybe you was in charge of the Christmas party. Well, if that don't hit you, have you ever won much? But I'm here to tell you this morning that your day is coming. When I was in high school, I played football, and I went to Central High School in the 60s, graduated in 64. But we won the public high school league. You know, somebody said, "Where in the world is Central High School?" Where Cincinnati Tech is right now, that was Central High School. You know, and right down at the bottom of the hill where they parked the cars and everything, There was a stadium there called Tractor Stadium. We played, we had that, what they call pigskin preview. Y'all remember that? And you lined it up, all the see, there was six teams in the public high school league. Huh? Taft, Woodward, Western Hills, just to name a few. I ain't gonna get them all. I probably forgot them already. Oh, yous, okay, I ain't gonna forget about y'all. Yeah, Withrow, Tigers. Oh, yeah, Wanted Hills, Eagles. And we were called the Knights. And our colors were scarlet and red. And we won the football league, the reserve. See, now they call it JV. We back then, we called it a reserve team, you know. And we was, and then the varsity, okay. But we won both of those teams, both won. The reserve as well as the varsity. And I still got my letter. I don't know about y'all. I still got my letter from school. Huh? I got a few things that I cherish. You know, even got my school annual. Huh? It's got a little dust on it, but I still got it. And I cherish these things. If that hits home, you might cherish this promise. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. That's found in 1 Peter 5 and 4. And I'm here to tell you this morning that your day is coming. What the world has overlooked, your Father has remembered. And sooner than you can imagine, you will be blessed by Him. God has kept no secrets from us. He has told us that while we're on this yellow brick road of life, we will experience trouble. Disease will affect the body. Divorce will break the hearts. Death will make widows, and devastation will destroy countries. We should not experience anything less. But just because the devil shows up, he cracks his whip, we need not to panic. Our God speaks of an accomplishment that he did. He said on the cross, when he bowed his head and he died, he said, "It's finished." John 19 and 30. The battle is over. Be alert, but don't be alarmed. The manuscript has been published. The book has been bound. Satan is loose. Only for a season. But the season, oh, so brief. Just for a few scenes, just for a few more turns on the road. And his life ends will come. But any follower of Christ, the promise is this. The resurrection of Jesus is the proof. But you can trust, but can you trust the promise? Is the resurrection a reality? Are the claims of the empty tomb true? This is not only a good question, it's the only question. Paul wrote, if Christ has been risen from has been raised, then your faith has nothing to it. You are still guilty of sin. 1 Corinthians 15 and 17. The resurrection then is the keystone in the ark of our Christian faith. Revelations 2 and 10 says, behold, the devil is about to cast you into prison. But he says, hold on, because you have a crown in glory. The question that I want to ask is, how can a loving God send people to hell? That is commonly a common question people ask. The question itself reveals a couple of misconceptions. God does not send people to hell. He simply honors their choice. Hell is the ultimate expression of God's highest regard for the deity of man. He has never forced us to choose him, even when that means that we should choose hell. No, God does not send people to hell, nor does he send people to hell. That is the second misconception. The word normally used is neutral, implies people's innocence. Nowhere does the scripture teach that innocent people are condemned. People do not go to hell, sinners do. The rebellious do. The self-centered do. So how could a loving God send people to hell? He doesn't. He simply honors the choice of sinners. Hell's mystery is deep, but not as deep as God's love. So how do we apply the truth? If you are saved, it should cause you to rejoice. You've been rescued. A glance into hell leads a believer to rejoice. There was a lady that was in a Bible study up at the West College Hill Neighborhood Services and everything. We talked a little bit about hell. And you know what she told me? She said, I don't want to go to hell. It's too hot down there. And I told her, I said, well, you're right about that. Because no matter if it's 90 degrees in the shade here, you know, it might be about 390 degrees plus. You remember the story about the three Hebrew boys? Huh? And the three Hebrew, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Huh? And what happened was they were supposed to bow down when they heard the sound of the trumpets and everything, and they didn't do it. People didn't like them. They told the king and said, look, you got to do something about them boys. So they put them in the furnace, and they turned it up three times as hot. King looked down there, and he said, look, ooh, I see four down there. He said, I put three in there, but there's four. And it looks like the Son of God. So I know, and they came out smelling like a rose. Huh? They didn't have no smoke, stench on them. But they came out smelling like a rose. But it leads us to, it also leads a believer to retake the efforts to reach the lost. To understand hell is to pray more earnestly, and serve more diligently. Ours is a high stake mission. And to the lost, what is the meaning of this message for the unprepared? Heed the warning and get ready. This plane won't fly forever. Death is the destiny of everyone. The living should take this to heart. Ecclesiastes 7 and 2. God's judgment day, God's judgment on the day Christ returns is based upon humanity's response to his message. He will never hold us accountable for what he does not tell us. At the same time, he will never let us die without telling us something. Those who never heard of Christ are given a message about the character of God. The heavens declare the glory of God. Psalms 19 and 1. The nature is God's first mission, where there were no Bible. There was a sparkling stars. Where there was no preacher, there was the spring times. And if a person does nothing, but nature is enough to reveal something about God. As Paul says, God's law is not something alien imposed on us from without, but woven into every fabric of our creation. There is nothing deep within people that echoes God's yes and no, right and wrong. Their response to God's yes and no, right and wrong. Their response to God's yes and no will become public knowledge on the day God makes his final decision about every man and woman. Romans 2, 15 and 16. Because your day is coming. Somebody said, well, what you talking about, boy? I'm talking about that day when that crown is placed upon your head. Because your day is coming. Jesus is praying for us. Amen. Jesus has spoken, and Satan has listened. The devil may land a punch or two. He may even win a few rounds. But he never wins the fight. Why? Because your day is coming. Because Jesus takes up for you. He is able always to save those who comes to God through him, because he always lives asking God to help them. Hebrews 7 and 25, because your day is coming. Jesus is at every Jesus, at this moment, is protecting you. Even evil must pass through Christ before it can touch you. And God will never let you be pushed past your limit. He'll always be there to help you come through it. 1 Corinthians 19 and 13 in the Messenger Bible. Because your day is coming. We are told the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. When Christ comes for the second time, he will not be in a manger, nor will he be wrapped in swaddling clothes. There will be no announcement of by a star to the wise men, nor by an angel to the shepherds. He will come wrapped in his glory and splendor with an earth-shattering shout, but an archangel and the trumpet of God. And I'm talking about a man they call Jehovah Elohim, the eternal creator. Jehovah Adonai, the Lord, our sovereign. I'm talking about Jehovah Nissi, the Lord. Our banner. I'm talking about, they call him Alpha and Omega. They call him the great Amen. They call him God of choice. They call him the commander. They call him great God, high priest. They call him a shepherd. They call him the mighty God. They call him the root of David. He's been called a savior. He's been called the son of the most high. He's been called the truth. He's been called the way. He's been called the word of life. I'm talking about a man that I call Jesus. The man who died on the cross for me. The man who rose from the dead. The man who's coming back again to take me home. I don't know about you, but I want to be ready. Huh? When Jesus comes. I want to be ready when he calls my name. I want to be ready when he takes my hand. I want to be able to sit down and talk to the Father. I want to be able to chat with the Son. I want to be able to walk in Jerusalem just like John. The doors of the church are open.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If this word inspired you, please consider sharing it. We ask that you do not alter the content without permission. We invite you to firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Inquiries can be submitted at info@firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Our mailing address is 6210 Betts Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45224. Or you can call our offices at 513-681-1011. First Baptist Church, West College Hill. Reaching the world without sacrificing the message. First Baptist Church, West College Hill. Reaching the world without sacrificing the message.